We have Kathy Mendel with Elevation Capital Strategies, and we're talking about financial planning today.
Good morning, Lori.
Welcome. Now, I know that people, first off, you're going to start a special segment that's going to be here on KBND every morning at 8:55. And this is a segment where people can get some good advice on financial planning and other things.
That's right. We're going to be talking about all of the aspects that surround a really solid retirement plan. Everything from income planning to wealth preservation to tax planning to passing it on to your heirs to different strategies that you can use to make sure you're set up well in retirement.
Again, that starts Monday at 8:55. But today, a lot of people know that we need a plan. We're worried about retirement. We know we need to do this, but what stops us from actually going in and speaking with an expert?
Well, I think a lot of people don't even realize that there's a difference between a plan and a pile of investments. Okay? So you have this stack of statements, and you look at that, and somehow you feel that that's going to get you where you need to go. And my philosophy is, let's plan first, then we'll pick the investments, and then we'll make sure that your retirement unfolds in the manner that you had hoped it would.
Now, when you meet with people, whether it's couples or others, do you find that there are certain money behaviors that might be stopping people from making the right choices?
Oh, without a doubt. First of all, one of the things I find very interesting is just family history with money. How was money handled in your family when you were growing up? Did you talk about it? Was it just there? Nobody really discussed it? Was it hoarded? Was it spent frivolously? And those behaviors actually carry through. And a lot of times what happens is we just use the things that we're familiar with to project to the future. So what I like to do is to step back and use the behaviors that you're comfortable with, but also design them so that they actually get you where you're trying to get to.
If you have a couple and both are spenders, that can be really problematic, right?
Well, it can be, except most of the time people have that underlying sense. It's kind of like a low-grade headache. You know you're not quite there, but you're not quite sure what to do about it. And once you know what to do about it and how to get back on track, it's energizing and it's exciting because then you can spend confidently and you also know what you need to hold back on.
Are people surprised once they go through the process? They've put this off for years and years, and then they go through the process. What kind of feedback do you get?
You know what I see on their faces is this huge sense of relief. This is not a demographic issue. This relates to people with, you know, not as much money to work with and people with ample means. But having a sense of direction really gives you the confidence to go forward and not worry about what's going to happen. What happens if we have another 2008? Well, you need to know about that, because if that happens and it ruins your retirement, that underlying fear can really take a hold of somebody's enjoyment of their retirement.
When we come back from the break, we're going to talk more about some of the challenges that people face and some success stories that you've seen. You're listening to Live Take 5, brought to you by Home Federal Bank.
My business, my community, my home fed. At Home Federal Bank, we know that the strength of our local community is closely related to the strength of local businesses. We're here to make it easier and more profitable for your business to do business, right here at home. So bring us your business needs. We'll bring over 90 years of banking expertise. Together, we'll plan for success.
Enjoy free online banking, free bill pay, and free debit cards at Home Fed. Stop by to learn more. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Live Take 5. We have Kathy Mendel with Elevation Capital Strategies. Some of the challenges that you hear people face in their lives.
Well, as you consider challenges in retirement, number one, I think most people are a little concerned about is making sure they have adequate income. Income that is going to be there not just for the next 5 years, but actually is going to last for the rest of their life. Most people are not going back to work to replace funds that are lost. I would have to say that in my practice, success stories range from people walking into retirement within, let's say they're going to retire within a year, a couple that I've been working with, and what we've done is we have covered off on their income needs, and now they have a pool of money to enjoy their retirement. Just having that much done can set you up to really go into those retirement years with enthusiasm. And I would have to say that people really enjoy that type of planning.
All right, thanks again. That's 8:55 every morning here on 1110 KBND. This has been Live Take 5 on News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us.